he made me a pilot, and then I worked my way up. Eventually, I went up to a captain, all on the same boat, the one I started out on as a deckhand, first day.
So how many years in between when your first trip out and when you became a captain?
That I wanted to become a captain?
No, when you became it. How many years did that take?
It took me, it took 6 years for me to become a pilot.
Yeah.
And it was right close to 10 years before I became a captain on that same boat.
So, the same boat that you...
Yeah.
And is it mostly the same crew, or is there a turnover?
There was very little turnover back then because, I mean, this was a good company. They took care of their employees, you know, but it was a smaller turnover for the simple reason, I mean, because it was a good job, you know.
And, right.
But the line of training and stuff out there, it wasn't there, you know. Safety, I mean, today's world, man, it's all 100% safety. You know, the companies really watch out, man. That's their bottom dollar, you know, too. That's what it reflects back to. But then I remember our safety manager would come to the boat whenever we got into the Pennsylvania area. That's where our corporate office was at. He would come down to the boat and just talk, just have a round table discussion. And, man, that was about it. A poster or two come every now and then and give you a cup, you know. But near the involvement that we have now in the industry that we have today.
Mm-hmm. Just to back up a little bit, you said you did some truck shipping for a bit before you got on a boat.
I did.
Do you think that's related? Just being aware of the fact that things get shipped by, you know, whether it's by truck, by boat, by whatever. I mean, was that related for you? Did you make those connections in terms of, you know?
I didn't, for the simple reason I worked for a family-owned company, and it was for heavy machinery.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. What he done, I mean, I drove the truck, and I had to go get the parts for him, go back and forth. I mean, it might be for a dozer, it could be for a crane, you know, and or just a big dump truck, you know. But that's what I did. So, no, I didn't feel any resemblance there whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I never did drive a truck, you know, to go long haul, stuff like that. I never done that because, like I said, I started young on a boat. I was just turned 19, so.
And in terms of how you kind of broke into the job, you just kind of met somebody and they passed your name along. Is that pretty typical of how things worked back then? It was very informal, word of mouth.
Word of mouth was huge. Yeah, very informal, and it most definitely was word of mouth. Mm-hmm. If you knew somebody, they just knew who to talk to, and then things kind of happened from there.
Right.
I mean, just think the captain called me at home and talked to me and then told me to call the office.
Right.
You know, and it sure wouldn't be that way today. So.
Today, well, there's like an application process. You have to get certified and all that sort of thing.
You gotta physically, I mean, you go up there, they're going to make sure you're physically fit, for one thing, you know. You're going to take a physical, you're going to take a drug test, and this background check is the huge thing today, to make sure that you have no felonies against you, and and you are who you say you are,
right.
You know. And even work records, work history, that's a big thing. Our company looks at that right now. I mean, because you see a lot of people, if their work history is, I'm talking about today in 2014, this guy in the past year has had 8 jobs, you know, that work history is not a very good record, you know.
Yeah.
Because he shows you he's not going to stay. But we interview up to 200 deckhands at one time now.
For how many jobs, typically?
Well, for a deckhand, if it'd be for that position, you know. But they have so many people that apply so fast here where I'm working now that within 24 hours they'll shut it off.
So you get 200 applicants for one job posting?
Quickly.
Wow.
Quickly. And I mean, it would be a lot more, but our HR department shuts it off, you know, because they will look at every application, and a lot of them are going to have something wrong, which will disqualify them, but then it keeps on, and then they'll have to interview and talk to every one of them if they're chosen. So.